Welcome to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano, bringing you interviews with health and wellness experts from around the globe, educating, entertaining, and inspiring. Empowered Through Health starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. It's that Friday again, Empowered Through Health, which is all around empowering you to take the health into your own hands, because ultimately you are the best health advocate. My name is Diane Solano. I'm your podcast host today, featuring different guests around the world that are actually impacting lives and taking you out of the box of what we knew to be the conventional medical model and really stretching you and giving you tools and ideas and basically allowing you to go on that journey to find what feels right for you. So the show is all around empowerment. It's not here to diagnose. It's not here to tell you what illnesses to treat or not to treat. This is not a medical talk. This is more of a Mother Nature's intelligence platform featuring many speakers around the world. And today's topic really excites me because it gets to the core of our 100 trillion cells that have existed on this earth for thousands and thousands of years that carry something called cell memory. And that being said, we're going to start opening up a little bit of Pandora's box. And with my guest today, she is a huge advocate on spiritual healing. She's a spiritual mentor. She's a master coach. And ultimately, the founder of the Cornelia Stephania Media Group. And she not only counsels with me and helps me along my journey, but many of our podcast hosts on this one beautiful show. Like, it really is worth not only listening to this show, but many others on this platform. Now, Cornelia is the author of a book called Peace, The Flip Side to Anger. And it is about her journey and her wisdom. Like, this woman knows so much wisdom in here. And we're going to have the gratitude. And I'm so grateful to have her here as a guest today, because we're going to be able to see healing and health and vibrancy and your life overall from a different angle. So with no further ado, Cornelia, I want to welcome you to the Empower Through Health show. Thank you so much for not only pushing me out of my comfort zone, coaching me through my moments of uncertainty, but pulling out what inside my heart and my spirit really, really wanted. And you're here today now as a guest on my show. And I'm really excited about this topic because we've featured many other natural practitioners and different angles to health. But really, deep, deep down inside, emotions really drive a lot of our genetic expression and disease that holds in the body. So I'm going to turn it over to you to share. We're going to have some wonderful conversation. Hopefully, you know, someone will get an aha moment, because I always do when I talk to you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. It's so great to be with you today. Thank you. It is surreal how you and I are now at this stage in our evolution and where we are now influencing, you know, people from around the world. And so it's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much. The topic of emotion is something that I'm very passionate about, because it is the emotional body that holds our traumas from the past. And I discovered this when I first started doing this deep, deep core inner work. So, you know, that was back in 2010 is when I, you know, between 2008 and 2010, I started really listening to the promptings of my soul. And so it was a soul, it's the soul's journey that we're all on to heal from whatever it is that is up in this lifetime for us to heal. And for me, it had to, I came in and to really heal from deep, deep core wounding of the emotional body. And that's when I discovered early on that the trauma that we have and the emotional triggers that are in our reality today, those are the, that's the energy that we need to heal, because we've had it suppressed in our physical body because we haven't felt safe to talk about our feelings, to talk about our emotions, to talk about how it is that we feel. And now in this stage of our evolution, in order to even be disease-free in the body, to be empowered through health in the body, we have to be emotionally whole and emotionally mature. And that's why the emotional healing is what spirit had me start on. And that's when I just discovered my own emotional core wounds and you know, through my mystical experience, each trigger then revealed the core wound. So, you know, I was triggered by in a relationship that taught me that I felt betrayal, deep betrayal in the relationship. And so then I was able to get to the root core of I had betrayal in my body, in my
root. Yep.
Okay.
A lot of us, a lot of women can very much relate to that, but keep sharing. There's a many, many different emotional core wounds you often speak about.
Yeah, there's about a handful, but betrayal was the big one. And I'm sure a lot of people right now can look at the state of the world today, and everyone can feel what it's like to feel betrayed by the government, by our society, by the healthcare system, you name it, relationships, whatever. But betrayal is a core wound, and it is part of the old human template that needs to be released and let go. So from betrayal, the opposite, we're living on a planet of duality, the opposite of betrayal is trust. So I'm asking you, Diane, right now, in your emotional body, which is 80% water, with the spiritual wisdom of trust, are you trusting in your feeling body?
I am trusting now more than I ever have, but that took time. That took time. It took time. And I think we all evolve into a deeper wisdom. At least that's my hope for our journey. But you are right, Cornelia. We are basically spirits having a human experience. Whatever your denomination is, the science has proven we are more than our five senses. We're no longer taste, touch, smell, and feel. It's much more than that. So when we start opening up the doors to what's possible, and we start to understand that 90% of disease is housed from an emotional root. And that science has been proven. Dr. Bruce Lipton, Biology of Belief, you know, the science behind epigenetics is very clear that what your parents felt can literally get passed on into your gene pool. So sometimes it's not even yours. When you start doing the deeper work, you know, you start diving into the deeper practices and peeling back the onion, it's just so enlightening to know and so wonderful to know that we are so powerful. And this journey is really intended for us to have that journey. So we don't get lost in that emotion, but we are able to sit back going, okay, what do I need to expand into? How uncomfortable do I need to be to start expanding and becoming a more evolved me? And sometimes pain is really about evolution and carrying us forward. So to answer your question, I am more trusting now than I was in my early 20s, when I thought I controlled the world, when I thought, you know, everything had to go my way, when my ego was taken over. And throughout the years, you know, humble pie has allowed me to shed a lot of that. And now it's just about surrendering and seeing life circumstances and trusting the process. So I do trust in the process now. I trust me more now. I'm more in love with me now. And that leads to my own healing and my own sense of wholeness. And I'd love for you to expand on any of that.
Well, I feel like, you know, that if you trust yourself and you trust Source, the creator, the universe, that's a vibration that you are feeling in your feeling body, and you are vibrating that frequency and you're putting that energy out, which is going to magnetize to you more scenarios for you to experience and vibrate with people that trust. So that's the empire, that's the world that you're building, is building a harmonious relationship with people that you trust, not with people that are coming from betrayal, because you've healed that betrayal wound, that core wound within yourself, and you trust yourself. You trust yourself, you trust Source, you trust the decisions that you make. There may be times where you're like doubting yourself, but for the most part, like you said, I trust myself more now than ever. And that's the frequency that we want to emit. I always tell my clients and people that I work with that once you heal these core wounds, these emotional core wounds that came here so that you can heal that trauma from the past that had been suppressed in the physical body, because every event, everything that triggers us, that brings up that energy, that feeling, that pain that you talked about, is coming up to the surface so we can be conscious of it, bring our spiritual wisdom into it, and dive deep into the pain and bring our love and acceptance to it. And it is through that energy that we evolve and that we heal. And where before we didn't feel like we could, we can now, realizing that we can heal from it. And in the future, Diane, your son, I can honestly say that I know that your son will not be able to know what it means, what betrayal means, because you are vibrating and building a universal foundation that is established in trust. And that's why healing the emotional body is so important, because it has so many facets to it that we wouldn't even be able to cover here in this show for the time that we have, because this is just one part of it. But your son won't know what betrayal means, because you're building a foundation of trust and you've healed the opposite in your own family lineage, in your own ancestral lineage, because you go back to your mother's time and her mother's time and, you know, and so forth. And you're now coming at it from a place of, I trust myself. And those are the values and the principles that you're instilling in your son. And how awesome is that? Because he's our future leader on this planet.
So true, Cornelia. And this is where I really invite every listener on the show to go back and say, you know, sometimes the work isn't even for you. It's for the legacy that you're going to leave behind and the cleaning that you're going to do for the new generations to come. And I know it sounds a little bit out there for many of us probably listening to this call, but if you look at the data and you look at the science, I mean, many people are doing everything right health-wise and things just aren't working out. We really invite those to go deeper into that emotional journey, because, you know, this is where we're seeing that emotional space, whether it's anger, whether it's frustration, whether it's just not feeling overall vibrant and happy in your life. I mean, your goal here on this earth is to be the most vibrant you that there is. And leading from a space of heart, you'll never go wrong. But when people are left to follow society's, you know, rules or go against what their heart really, really wants, the physical body whispers before it screams. We love what Dr. Brooke says on one of your shows. It's another wonderful podcast to listen to. And there are many, many health and light workers coming out sharing this wonderful knowledge, because the earth is evolving. We're no longer back in the 1980s where, you know, we're just about, you know, how much we sleep, how much we eat, and how much we make. Now it's about what intention do you live with the world? And living with that space of congruency allows for all these beautiful gifts, including health and abundance. So I love this topic, Cornelia, because it's not often talked about, although it's starting to emerge more now. And we're starting to see a lot more light workers like yourself that are coaching people in this space so that they have a wonderful sacred space with someone like yourself that understands and how to take them deeper and ask those deeper questions. So what would someone do if they said, you know what, I think I'd like to maybe explore this a little bit more? Where would you start with them? How could you help some guests on the show? Because you're not just the founder of the media group. You're in the trenches. You're doing the work with us. You're not just sitting back going, okay, podcasters, do your thing. You're actually passionate about leaving your imprint and your legacy as you provide a platform for many others to do the same.
Well, for any person that is just getting started or that is at a stage in their life where they really want to step into emotional mastery, spiritual mastery, that's the place to begin, and just to choose that, yeah, my life, I'm here now. I want to do this and I want to heal my body. I want to heal my life. And, you know, because there's the four bodies to take into consideration. The physical body is the densest. It's always the last to catch up to the vibration of the evolution of the unlimited possibilities. The physical body is always the last. The emotional body is the full of pain. It's the place where we really need to dive into the emotion, to clear out the emotion, to come back to neutrality, to be neutral again. Because whenever we get triggered by an event, it's always, always from the past. If you were neutral and you had no emotional charge to anything that was happening, you would not be in pain and you would not be reacting. every event is basically neutral. Whenever we get triggered and we're in pain, it's always something from the past that is being brought up by the emotional experience that we're having right now. So the emotional body. So right now, there's many people that are triggered emotionally that are having experiences, or their body's whispering to them, like maybe they're having gallbladder attacks, or they're having, symptoms in their body where the body is talking to them, because that's the organ that emotionally that they've suppressed that energy into. And I'll go a little bit more into that here in a minute. But the emotional body, and then you have your mental body. And the mental body holds the negative limiting beliefs, the subconscious beliefs that were installed in you, programmed in you between the ages of 0 and 7, when you were so open, so vulnerable to your environment. You believed everything your parents said. You believed everything the church said. You believed everything the school said, everything everyone said. And those are the beliefs that you bought into until now, where you're like looking at, hey, do I believe that this is really still true? Is that true for me? Or was this from my past? And so in the subconscious beliefs, mental body is the moment-to-moment choices that we make on habit, because once you know how to drive the car, you get into the car, you know how to drive it, and you don't have to learn how to drive the car again. That's how the subconscious programming works. So in order for the person to look at what are my limiting beliefs from the mental body, we have to unearth those and look at those, investigate those limiting negative beliefs, and to see if they're true for you. Because even in the emotional core wounding, I found that one of the emotional core wounds was the core wound of not good enough. I'm not worthy. What's the opposite of I'm not worthy is worthy. I am worthy. And what I found through healing that core wound is that the emotional core wound of not feeling good enough is that I don't feel worthy to receive this blessing, to receive this success, to be in my abundance. I don't feel worthy. So that has to be healed and cleared and released and let go with the consciousness and the journaling and the work that we're going to do together, to move into a place of, I am worthy. I am lovable. I am abundant. I am infinite. I am magnetic. I am lovable. I am likable. But you have to feel that and know that and make those choices moment to moment to moment with all the decisions that you're making on habit. So, you know, we're looking at all of these bodies, the mental body, the emotional body, the physical body is the last, it's the densest, it holds the trauma, it holds the pain. You know, that's why you're going to go to the chiropractor, that's why you're going to go to the massage therapist to release some of these issues out of your body, because you're holding the tension, the emotion, the water in the body. And I'm going to support you in bringing your conscious awareness to what is this about? What is this about? What is this bringing up for you? How are you feeling? And for you to be able to articulate your feelings and be able to communicate this with your people, the people that are in your close inner circle. The last body, or should I say the first body, is always the spiritual awareness. And that is to bring the highest energy of consciousness, the spiritual awareness of what is that spiritual energy that is the highest, the most liberating, the most truest source of truth of what my beliefs are on my spiritual, or what your beliefs are on your spiritual. And so those are the areas of the body that we would be working on. And as you can see, there's, you know, all the four bodies. I know that you understand this, Diane, but when I'm working with somebody, these are all of the areas that we address through the work. I have a spiritual mentorship program. It's a year-long program. It comes to like $1,600 for the year, which is really affordable. Yeah,
that's amazing to take that deep dive for a year. Yeah.
Yeah. It's $1,600 for you. It's about $133 a month, where you're going to visit with me for, 2 hours. And then you have unlimited text and communication back either on Voxer. I do this because this is one of the ways that I can give back, and one of the ways that I can support you, because I know this, you and I are one. We are one. We are all one. And I know that when you heal and you heal your body and you heal your environment and you heal yourself, because it's you that's doing it. I'm just mentoring you. I'm supporting you, holding you like the divine mother, holding you in that space, because your physical body, this is a belief and a knowing that, you know, this is something that you can buy into if you want to believe that, that your physical body has the ability to self-regenerate and self-heal and, you know, self-love. So your physical body has the ability to be able to do that. And when you have that belief and you start making choices on that belief and you bring your amazing love to whatever it is that is causing you dis-ease, disharmony, you'd be amazed at how you end up healing. Your son will never know what some of the things that we are going through today that we're healing as a whole, because by the time he's grown, these things, you know, in 5-10 years from now, we will not be talking about, I'm not worthy. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Just even like right now, that just makes me like, are you kidding me? Where before we would try to prove ourselves, to prove our worth in to each other in relationships, to prove that we are good enough, when that's right. Absolute insanity that we used to make choices based on that. Because even your son that has never earned a degree, that hasn't written a book, that hasn't achieved, you know, some kind of high successful job or a college degree, is worthy of respect, is worthy of the blessings that are there, is worthy of honor. And when we're feeling not good enough, or the I am not worthy, that means that we don't feel worthy of respect, that we don't feel worthy of honor. And that's just absolute insanity that we believe that.
Correct. And then we attract people, circumstances, things, relationships, scenarios that keep ingraining that into us. Because if we look at the science, and again, I drive this back to the science, I was one of those people where I heard it in theory and it sounded okay. But then when I started studying quantum physics and I started to understand, like attracts like. So if you are feeling unworthy, even if your brain, like your conscious mind, you're saying, well, no, I'm worthy, I get it. But subconsciously, that was downloaded into you between the ages of 0 and 7. The brain is not fully developed. You are in that space where you are a sponge. You're absorbing your entire environment, whether you knew it or you don't. You don't have any memory of that because that was your reality when you were raised as a child. Even before that, Cornelia, science is now showing when you're in your mother's womb, what was mom feeling while she was carrying you? Was she stressed? Was she going through depression? Was she worried about being betrayed? I mean,
you know what my mother felt? You know, I got this one because I once you become super sensitive and realize your empathic abilities, you all of a sudden you realize a lot more things. But I found that in my mother's womb, I was not wanted. Mm. Mm. So that was a feeling and a healing that I had to give to myself, because when I felt that I wasn't wanted, this was the clearing and the purification and the love that needed to be healed, right? So when I felt that I wasn't wanted, that was painful. It's painful. It's painful. And through that healing, I then said, I want you. I want you now. I want you, Cornelia. I want you. I love you. I want you. And so this is the place from where we have to come, you know, to bring our love, to bring our healing. But I just want to say too, you know, we're talking about the emotional core wounds of abandonment and betrayal and victimhood and feeling separate from source, feeling separate from our creator, which is also a core wound. And, you know, the energy of shame. Shame is another big one. But when we're talking about, you mentioned this before, you talk a lot about energy and you talk a lot about, you know, that everything is energy. And so even anger, when we go to the deep, underneath the surface of anger, like what are we angry about? Mm-hmm. And when we discover that, hey, we're angry because maybe you didn't value me, or maybe I don't know how to communicate to you that I feel powerless, or maybe because you don't listen to me, or maybe because I'm being triggered and something from the past is coming up and I feel like I'm releasing some cell memory in from my body that, you know, when I was, you know, in trauma before, who knows what the anger is about. But right now, when people get triggered with the anger, rather than having the anger suppressed in a body attacking a particular organ, because anger is like a hot coal that is held in the body, and then you may have like gallbladder issues, for example, where you're, you know, ending up with attacks on the gallbladder because you're storing, you're suppressing that emotion, that energy in there. And that's why it's so important to learn how to feel your emotions, how to work with your energy, how to work with your anger. That's our humanity, Diane. I mean, I can't imagine anybody on the planet today. And when a lot of spiritual people, when I published my book back in 2015, you know what the spiritual people said to me? I don't have anger. I'm good. I don't have that. You should talk to my friend, or you should talk to my sister. She has anger, but I don't have anger. And those are the people actually that when they say that, then I'm like, oh, actually, it's actually you. And they're more than, you know, just hilarious. You know what I mean?
I do. I do. And I invite you, if this is a new topic for you, please go out there and start going a little deeper. I promise you're going to be so delighted that this door was opened up. Because there's so many people I see in the natural world that are doing everything right. The right diet, the right supplements, the right exercise. I'm sleeping right. I'm just check. But there's the core emotional stuff that's not being acknowledged. And that's being held in the body. That's being held in the body. And the minute they start releasing that, you know, the flexibility in the foods, everything becomes more flexible because you're releasing. And it is so wonderful. I mean, I remember in my time, one of the first authors that really blew me out of my mind when I started discovering this work was Christian Northrup, which she's been on the show with your platform, Cornelia. There's a great recording of Christian Northrup speaking, but one of her first books, Women's Body, Women's Wisdom, was all about women's health. Here's the natural, here's what my feedback is as a gynecologist, and here's the emotional piece behind that challenge, that illness, that disease, that whatever. And it was so wonderfully complete. So this is where, you know, I invite every listener on this call, if this resonates with you, it's because you're being called to go discover a little more of it, whether it's through Cornelia's podcast, whether it's through her programs, whether it's through Christian Northrup, whether it's through Dr. Bruce Lipton. Many scientists now are coming back going, whoa, this is really cool because we're so much bigger.
Yeah. And if people just realize that, you know, feeling the pain is healing the pain, diving into the pain is actually, you know, not avoiding it, not suppressing it, not numbing it up. A lot of times we just need the like, wow, is it really that simple? Like just to sit with the pain, because the mind always thinks we have to do all these things, but all we really need to do is just sit with ourselves and be willing to journal out. Talk therapy is so good, you know, being able to be witnessed by another person so that you can hear yourself when you're saying, you know, it really hurt me when I was being ignored, or when I'm not included, or when I'm being left out. This brings back something from my childhood, and I always feel it heavy in my heart. These kinds of things, when you bring that out, or a client of mine, I brought up the gallbladder. I, you know, use this story. I talked about this story in my book. She came to me and she said, Cornelia, she goes, I'm having these gallbladder attacks. And I went to the regular doctor and they want to take the gallbladder out. And I said to her, I said, give us a couple weeks. Give us a couple weeks. And if in 2 weeks from now, if you still feel like you want to have an organ removed out of your body, then you can still make that choice. I said, but let's look at what the gallbladder represents, and let's look at if you're processing your emotion. And the gallbladder, again, is, you know, digesting life. The stress that she was under, the emotional stress that she was under in her life at that time caused a lot of stress, and that was the organ where she was continuously holding that energy in. And so once we worked through all of that, once we worked through that emotional stress, which lowered her immunity, which lowered her immune system, which caused a lot of stress in her body, hence the gallbladder attacks. Once we got all through all of that, she still has her organ today. And so this is what I'm talking. This is just one small example.
And there are many, many around the world, which is why we're seeing the works of Dr. Joe Dispenza. We're seeing the work of, like, that's all around letting it go, surrendering to your truth, living from your space of your heart, following that intuition, saying no, drawing boundaries, getting deep into the subconscious mind. And it is work. It doesn't happen overnight. It is work. And having coaches behind you, courses, classes, things that can guide you. You don't do this by yourself. You're fooling yourself if you think you do. If I know anything that'll compress time, it's mentorship. So thank you, Cornelia. We're coming to the end of the show, but people can find you where? Where can they find you?
People can find me on Transformation Talk Radio. People can find me on Facebook. People can find me on YouTube. Definitely go to Cornelia Stephanie YouTube. People can find me, the ones on Facebook, 360-941-5783 is my number if people want to text me. So definitely people can find me on all the social media, Instagram, all over the place. So
love it. Always leading with your heart, Cornelia. So open to the world. You are absolutely wonderful. I'm excited to see how your show is starting to grow. There's an app coming down for the show, guys. Be prepared for that. So many wonderful speakers. We will keep you in the loop of that for sure. But in closing, I want to thank you, Cornelia, for spending this 30 minutes with us to enlighten the world, to let them know the wonderful things and speakers you've got lined up for this beautiful imprint that you're leaving. And I'm definitely an extension of that for sure. So with no further ado, feel free to join us every other Friday where we talk about different strategies to empower you on your road to health, abundance, empowerment, and really the ultimate you. We want you to be the best version of yourself, to go out to the world and share your gifts, your unique fingerprint. You're here to make a difference and to live a wonderful life. That's what this platform is designed to do. Every other Friday, please join me, Diane Solano. You can find me at DianeSolano.com. My website now is up and running. We've got podcast recording there. And of course, on Instagram, the Diane Solano as well, Diane with two N's. And we will see you on the next show. Stay tuned, everyone, and stay connected. Thank you so much, Cornelia, for being with us today. We wish everyone a very powerful, powerful, powerful life and a definitely a happy and abundant one. Goodbye for now.
ENARGY.CA